Order, 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 order. The House will come to order immediately. Are there any select committee reports?
A bill amending rules for child support payments could adversely affect university students. That was a concern voiced on Wednesday to the Social Services Committee by University Students Association Executive Director Alistair Shaw.
Student loan scheme's 20 years old now, and that means it's a fact of modern life, and of course many students become parents. The stress of postgraduate study itself causes family breakups and also large debt. So these are significant issues for the student population that we and post-student population that we're concerned about.
Alistair Shaw said the bill was a chance to ease the debt burden on students.
In essence, we want to take advantage of the fact that the legislation is trying to deal with a whole range of individual circumstances by entreating you to include amongst those individual circumstances the effective marginal tax rates that those 600,000 New Zealanders with student loans face.
Later, Alistair Shaw suggested an alternative payment regime
that takes into account the real circumstances that parents are in, including the fact that they may have to make student loan repayments.
University Students Association Executive Director Alistair Shaw making a submission on the Child Support Amendment Bill, which is due to be reported back from the Social Services Committee by November 8. Also on Wednesday, the Māori Affairs Select Committee continued its inquiry into the well-being of Māori children and heard from Children's Commissioner Russell Wills. He recommended an overhaul of how children's health services are provided.
I believe we need to have a coherent strategy to improve outcomes for tamariki Māori. What we've learned through targets in health is that targets, in fact, can be effective. I think the Prime Minister's key result areas for things like rheumatic fever and reducing assaults are a good idea because they set a target and hold ministers and chief executives accountable.
The Children's Commissioner said the way in which the government purchased health services was a particular area that could be improved.
I totally understand that there's no new money, and what that means is that we want to do more, particularly for tamariki Māori and especially for young preschool. Perhaps we need to stop doing things that don't work in order to do more things that do. My experience is that purchasing of health and social services works best when it's done locally rather than at arm's length from Wellington, by someone at a local level who understands local needs and the provider history from all the providers in the area.
Russell Wills also recommended consolidating health providers in order to get better outcomes for tamariki.
You can't do that if you fragment a specialist workforce between multiple providers.
Children's Commissioner Russell Wills providing evidence to the Māori Affairs Committee's inquiry into the well-being of Māori children. And elsewhere on Wednesday, Mr. Wills' colleague, Senior Policy Advisor for the Children's Commission, John Hancock, appeared before the Law and Order Committee to make a submission on a bill making it harder for accused criminals to get bail. Mr. Hancock warned the committee that the bill would see more youths being jailed for longer.
Time spent in custody, particularly long-term or extended periods of in police cell custody, can be counterproductive to the rehabilitation of a child or young person.
Mr. Hancock said the bill risked undermining the rights of young people.
According to our international obligations, we should be according them specific protections, special protective measures. So the issue about removing the presumption bail or amending the presumption of bail means potentially taking our youth justice or criminal justice system a small step away from those international obligations plus the principles within the Children, Young Persons and Their Families Act, which also sets out a principle that a young person should be kept in the community as a presumption.
Mr. Hancock recommended that rather than denying them bail, young offenders could be effectively dealt with in other ways.
Our view is that alternative measures should be sought, such as electronic monitoring, and a measure called supported bail is used in relation to young people from time to time, which is where a young person is perhaps at risk of abscondment or a breach of bail conditions or has been held in custody for some time, that a supported bail officer is or a worker is assigned to that young person for 6 weeks and enables that young person to transition from custody back onto bail and then back onto a regular bail plan.
Senior Policy Advisor for the Children's Commission, John Hancock, making a submission on the Bail Amendment Bill, which is due to be reported back from the Law and Order Committee by November 10. Also this week, the Local Government and Environment Committee met in Christchurch for a briefing on the city's rebuild. I'm Rhys Lyon, reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz, with funding from the Office of the Clerk.